This is a Global Class Struggle podcast.
Brought to you by Rebel Youth Magazine. Workers of the world unite. Backed by security forces, bosses at Arab Tech, a massive construction firm with interests across the Gulf states, ended a strike in Dubai on May 20th. Some workers in the dispute were quickly given deportation orders. Between 20 and 25 people just got the deportation letter now, Ashraf, a Bangladeshi scaffolding installer at Arab Tech, told Al Jazeera on May 22nd, after receiving a phone call from a co-worker. When we got the news of the deportations, everyone came down shouting. When the police came, we just went back to our rooms. People were trying to be a part of the group without coming to the front. Unions and strikes are illegal in Dubai and across the Gulf. Rather than demonstrating, a few thousand workers simply stayed in their accommodations on May 18th and 19th. The strike ended after management refused to accept demands for increasing wages from people earning about $200 a month to complete mega projects in 40 degrees Celsius heat. Worker demands varied from a monthly pay raise of between $100 and $135, while others wanted free food that they say was promised to them. Arab Tech has tens of thousands of employees and contracts to work on the city's airport, the Abu Dhabi branch of the Louvre Museum, and other high-profile projects. It's unclear how many workers down their tools, but hundreds may be forced to leave the country they have helped to build. Dubai is an autonomous city and part of the United Arab Emirates, a federation run by an unelected emir where the press is censored and public demonstrations are illegal. The camp where Ashraf lives, with some 2,500 Arab Tech employees, is located in Sonapur, or the Land of God, a series of dusty streets and barrack-style labor camps guarded by private security and home to about 200,000 workers. A worker's legal status in the country is tied to his employer. Foreigners cannot change jobs without permission from their company. Known for its ostentatious displays of wealth, less than 20% of the UAE's roughly 7.9 million residents are citizens. To attain citizenship, a person must usually demonstrate a blood connection on the father's side to the Emirates' original inhabitants. Many laborers arrive in Dubai saddled with debt, a result of visa fees and other charges imposed by local labor agents in their home countries. These practices are illegal in Dubai, but tracking perpetrators in Bangladesh or India is almost impossible for police forces.
Unless Qatar improves its treatment of workers, the World Cup vote must be rerun, unions told the Union of European Football Associations Congress in London on May 24th. UEFA delegates were lobbied by unions to secure better treatment for migrant workers employed on the construction of stadiums for the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, and for foreign footballers currently playing in the Gulf state. The British TUC and the International Trade Union Confederation want FIFA, the International Federation of Football Association, to rerun the vote for the 2022 tournament should the Qatari government fail to take action. Campaigners handed over a petition detailing abuses of players and workers' rights in Qatar, signed by thousands of football fans from around the globe. Harsh treatment, low rates of pay, excessive working hours, a ban on joining unions, poor safety standards, and numerous abuses under the country's strict visa sponsorship system have led to accusations that Qatar is acting like a 21st century slave state. TUC General Secretary Francis O'Grady said, "The number of workers killed in the construction industry in Qatar each year is up to 8 times higher than in the UK and other developed countries. With the UEFA Congress here in London, we cannot let delegates ignore workers' deaths and injuries. Football fans everywhere will be shocked to learn of the way in which workers are treated, conditions akin to a modern form of slavery, and will want UEFA's support to put pressure on Qatar to reform or risk having FIFA rerun the vote for the 2022 World Cup." Football fans and trade union members are being encouraged to join the campaign at www.rerunthevote.org in one of the largest global campaigns embarked upon by international unions in recent years.